Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Friday, September 23rd, 2022. Here are three big things you need to know. One, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is expected to announce a plan today on what Republicans will do if they win back the House this November. The plan, called the Commitment to America, includes a parent's bill of rights that would expand parental choice in education. Two, the Michigan Attorney General's office will continue investigating former State House Speaker Lee Chatfield for sexual abuse. Chatfield accused by his sister-in-law of sexually abusing her when she was 15 until she was 27. Michigan State Police turned the investigation over to the AG this past fall. And number three, A potential hurricane is developing in the Caribbean that could pose a danger to the U.S. Early forecast models have the system gaining hurricane strength and approaching the Gulf Coast in the middle of next week. The National Hurricane Center says a 90% chance it grows into a tropical storm and says it will be named Hermine. That is where we start this hour one of the Steve Gruber Show on this day five of the standard work week, this week of September 2022. Thank you so much for being alongside. Always pleased and privileged to be here hosting for Steve, who is out today, clearly. He's back on Monday. I'm with you for 3 hours here at the Steve Gruber Show. Coming up in hour one, Terry Sawchuk with Sawchuk Wealth. We'll talk about interest rate hikes and the workforce and more on the economy. Adam Lalone, Patriot Foods founder and president, also with us here in hour one as well. Lots to get to, some audio. We'll probably hear from Stacey Abrams at some point today, being scientifically illiterate. We'll probably hear from Rashida Tlaib today, also being economically illiterate, as she is trying to cajole the biggest banks in the U.S. from giving out money for new oil and gas, lending money for new oil and gas. You can understand why that might be a bad idea, and so do the nation's bank CEOs, to their credit. We'll hear that later on in today's program. I speak to you from here on the campus of Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan. Where are we? I always say go to the Indiana-Ohio border, go north about 15 miles. There we are, right in the middle of nowhere, not close to anything in particular. We're 25 minutes from Coldwater. We're 35, 45 minutes away from Jackson, even longer from Fort Wayne and Lansing and Detroit and Ann Arbor. We're just here in the middle of Hillsdale County, the largest city in Hillsdale County, but that's not saying too much. I am the general manager here at the student radio station here, the award-winning WRFH. I also am a lecturer in journalism here at Hillsdale. You can also hear me hosting the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour on many of these fine radio stations on the weekend. Guests this week include Molly Hemingway from Federalist and Fox News, and also senior journalism fellow here at Hillsdale. James Brandon, our chairman of theater here at the college, a series on the history of American theater, and we hear excerpts from Richard Barris, director of Big Data Poll. Is polling reliable anymore? That's all on this week's Radio Free Hillsdale Hour on many of these radio stations or wherever you find good podcasts. You also hear me hosting the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast, and I'm in charge of Political Beats along with my co-host Jeff, where we talk with people in and around the world of politics about nothing political whatsoever, but only about our guest's favorite band or musical artist, and then we did take a deep dive into all that music. We've done nearly 120 episodes, 5+ years, if you can believe it, or if I can believe it. Most recently, let's see, Weird Al got an episode. We're in the middle of our Willie Nelson twofer, two parts on Willie Nelson. Part one is out, part two is coming on Monday. Check us out wherever you find podcasts or at our Patreon page, patreon.com/politicalbeats is where to find the program. I write things too, as I often say, you just can't turn around and spit without hitting something I'm probably involved with, especially if it's audio related. And I thank you for sticking with us and being here as I fill in frequently, not frequently, but I fill in when Steve's unavailable. And I'm usually available because it's what I do. I'm available for Steve early in the morning to host the Steve Gruber Show. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram. Steve Gruber Show on Twitter, and then stevegruber.com is the website for exclusive content, giveaways, the podcasts after each and every show, That's all at stevegruber.com. This can't be a surprise because we all were predicting it as it was happening. From earlier this week, you had a New York Times columnist yearning for the days of Donald Trump. A liberal New York Times columnist, I guess, is the point I should make here. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, quote, may be a more competent Trump in terms of his ability to use the levers of state to amass power, but he's also meaner and more rigid without the soft edges and eccentricity of the actual Donald Trump. You all recall the four-plus years that Donald Trump was in, well, the 4 years Donald Trump was in office, the year and a half or so he was running before he won the presidency. You always heard media members, especially on the left, talk about Donald Trump's soft edges and eccentricity and how much they really liked covering him, right? This is a pattern which has repeated over and over again through the years and quite literally through the decades, which is every new Republican is worse than the old Republican. And the best Republican of all, of course, is a dead Republican. Then that Republican was a great statesman we could all respect, as opposed to these new Republicans today who we can't stand and who are traitors and want to ruin democracy. It's the way it's always gone. And even when Donald Trump was in office and taking all the slings and arrows, not that that stopped in any way, shape, or form, we were all predicting. I'm sure Steve mentioned this on a show a time or two. When Donald Trump is not president, whomever comes after him, male, female, governor, senator, whoever comes after Donald Trump in terms of a standard bearer for the party will be labeled as worse than Trump. Yeah, that guy Trump was bad. We didn't like him very much, but this new Republican is worse. I mean, you thought Trump was bad. This guy is terrible. And this, of course, is happening to Ron DeSantis, the very successful governor of Florida, who certainly appears to have his eyes set on 2024. And we have no idea what President Trump is going to do. We don't know what any other candidates might do. But it's safe to say Ron DeSantis is thinking about 2024 and running for president. And so the media pieces try to take him out and take him down, start early and start often. And they have to conjure this boogeyman who is the worst person possible to run for the nomination. And in the liberal media's mind, that is someone who is even worse than Trump. Yes, this unique threat to democracy, someone who is so unlike any other politician ever. He's not, I mean, hey, those old Republicans, they were fine. George Bush, Mitt Romney, we like those guys just fine. Of course, they don't and didn't. But this Trump guy, oh, he's off the reservation. He's not even on the radar screen in terms of being a normal politician. Well, now that Trump is no longer in office, Ron DeSantis is next, and he gets the same treatment. You thought Trump was bad. Oh, this Ron DeSantis, terrible, awful. He'd just take the country into the toilet. Expect that to continue from now until, well, likely November of 2024, if he in fact runs for president and wins the nomination. He won't just be a bad governor in the eyes of liberals. He will be a new, unique threat to democracy, an authoritarian worse than Trump. Scott Bertram in for Steve.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.